government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour tonight. I didn't schedule a guest tonight. This always happens, it seems, around the first of the month. And if nobody's popping up in my consciousness, or if I have difficulty scheduling someone, well, the show must go on. But I've tried to make the best out of these shows that I do by myself. I like to talk about some different things that are going on, what your concerns might be from my perspective, certainly what I hear other talk show hosts and researchers talking about. When I say talk show hosts, of course, I'm not necessarily pertaining to the mainstream ones out there, because it seems that we're hearing the same song and dance every day. They're talking about chasing down terrorists. And, of course, you know, the war on terror in the United States is finished. So they have to make terrorists out of us, when the reality is the government is the terrorists. They are the terrorists. There's no doubt about that. If we just witness what's going on, those of us paying attention, with the laws, with all the fear and all the control that they're trying to get over us, like we're going to do something to them, what's the worst thing that could happen? We could vote them out of office. Of course, we've done that many times, but they count the votes, so it really doesn't matter. But we don't have a guest tonight. I will have Michael Anthony on tomorrow. Drew Raines will be our guest on Thursday. And instead of Jim Murray, I've moved Jim Murray ahead to next Monday so that we can bring on two new guests that the folks here on BBS Radio have not heard. And if you listen at all to Drew Raines on blogtalkradio.com and Wind Talkers Radio Network, then you know today that he interviewed Mark and Heather Lawrence. And I'm going to be bringing them on the show Friday, and since it's the weekend, Heather, who is 16, is still in high school, can stay up late that night to tell a very interesting story about how she's being treated at her school. And those of you who have listened to Drew Raines already know what that's about, but we're going to get into the violation of her First Amendment right to freedom of speech, freedom of expression, even freedom of worship. I think what's happening here is we're witnessing a systemic takeover of the United States of America, and a real intent to turn this country into a combination, an amalgamation, if you will, of communism, fascism, and Zionism, and throw in any other kind of ism you can think of. They create the words. They have meaning for them. And as free children created by a much larger creator, a much greater God than all of them put together could ever be, we have a right to speak out about the injustices that are being perpetrated, not just upon Americans, but on the whole world. And I want to touch upon many topics tonight. I'm not reading anything. I'm not following a script. This is all stream of consciousness. It's my way of tuning into you. And of course, if you've tuned into the show and you would like to ask a question or make a comment about some of the things going on, in a little while, we're going to open up the phone lines and allow you to ask some questions and give us your thoughts on what is going on. Keep in mind, as usual, I'm not asking anyone to believe anything that you hear. That's being done to you 24/7 through the mainstream media. And also, as you go about life, you're seeing the results of those that are also parroting the same words that they hear on the mainstream media. I want to thank Dr. Len Horowitz for asking those listeners to the Insight Hour for hanging in there and listening to tonight's show. Dr. Horowitz is telling you the truth about vaccinations, and he's telling you the truth about alternative modalities of maintaining one's health. I think it's getting rather insane, this idea that they can, they think they can tell us, well, you must do this or else. I'm sorry. There has to be a point where we draw the line in the sand. And if it were me protecting children, I can guarantee you my children would not be getting vaccinations. Fortunately, I only have to cover my own hide in that respect, so I will say no, I'm not taking a vaccination. No one is going to force me to take a vaccination, especially one that has been determined by a number of experts around the world in the allopathic and the homeopathic medical community. There is no difference when it comes to the fact that whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, or you happen to be American or French or German or Spanish or Central American, say a Mexican or a Puerto Rican or a Venezuelan or a Brazilian, or you're from Portugal or you're from Poland or Russia or Australia, we're all people. And these vaccines will and can kill probably billions if they get their way. But we're going to do our best to see that they don't. And I can tell you that that there are other forces in this universe that they think by suppressing the information that we get, that they are suppressing the other forces in the universe. And I can tell you there are many, many, many people out there that have seen craft flying in space, flying in our atmosphere, landing or crashing on our atmosphere. They've seen beings from other planets. It's real, people. It's real. And the reason they put it in the movies is to make you think that it isn't real, that somehow you're seeing something that is only seen in the movies. And when you do see the real thing, you're hallucinating. You're seeing something else. And or you're using your imagination. This is by design that this is done. This is totally by design. And what do? When they talk about space, when they talk about their discoveries, when they talk about all the wonderful things they hope they can discover, it's more the same lies that they tell the children in school, or they told us when we were studying in school. Especially when it comes to history, or when it comes to science for that matter. We are lied to about everything. Everything. We're lied to about how much money we have, how much money they take, who gets it. We can talk about the bailout. We can talk about the corrupt derivatives and hedge funds. We can talk about the corrupt SEC that's complicit. We can talk about the corrupt FDA and other agencies and bureaucracies that they've set up, just for the purpose of controlling our lives. And I'm not trying to create a battle here. The battleground has been laid out for us. It's been laid out for us. When they're forcing vaccinations on children, or when they're telling people, like they're doing in Massachusetts, telling them that they're going to have to pay $1,000 a day fine and serve 30 days in jail to get to be injected with a deadly vaccine. And they know it's deadly. I read something on my show last night when I had Dr. Atru Ott on here. And if you listened to last night's show, Dr. Ott was talking about the vaccine and how this was created. It was created in a laboratory. It was created in many laboratories, for that matter. Now, we're told that these things, they happen for a reason. And we're told that these are natural things that occur. So you tell me what's natural about someone sticking a needle in you. You know, if it's your time to die, you're going to die. Oh, all of a sudden they're concerned about us living. They're concerned about the quality of your life, so they make everyone get high-definition television. I'm really, really convinced that the reason for them doing that is because they care about the quality of your TV viewing. Does that really make any sense to anyone out there in the listening audience? I wonder how many of you ran out and got the special box that they were selling. You know, the government said, we were going to bring this out in February, but we moved the date up. Forget if it was May or June. Doesn't really matter. But they were interested in the quality of viewing. Do you really believe that? Do you think that that's true? Do you think that that was their concern? I don't. I really have a problem with how they tell us these things, because most people who are watching TV, most people who are, let's say, going day to day, doing their regular routine, their job, their taking their kids to various events, paying their taxes, making sure that their kids are healthy, they take them to the doctor, they have emergencies that come up that pull them away from the things that they're doing, and sometimes their children are injured, and sometimes they're in the hospital. And what goes on in the hospital? What do you think really goes on in the hospital when you're not looking? What do you think happens to a newborn baby? When they take the baby out of the mother's hands and take it into what they call a nursery in the hospital, and they put the baby in an incubator, or they put the baby in some kind of a container, and then begin injecting the baby with a whole series of shots within a very short period of time, equivalent to what you would give an 180-pound man if you gave them 30 shots in a day. It's something close to that. How can a tiny that withstand the assault of these toxins, really, or what they are? You tell me how a newborn baby is going to get tetanus in the hospital. Well, hospitals, we know, are very filthy. They can certainly get infections, but they don't have to have a vaccine to not get an infection. The first thing you would do is allow the mother to nurse the baby so the baby gets natural antibodies and learns to build up its own resistance. But no, they've got everybody, well, the doctor said I have to do this, the doctor said this, the doctor said that. What they don't know is the pharmaceutical companies are telling the doctors, you must do this. This is what you do. You want to make money? You want to live in a fancy house? You know, in a $2-3 million house, you want to drive a $100,000 car? Do you want to go on long vacations? In fact, we're going to pay for your vacations. We're going to send you to an island in a foreign country, and you're going to spend a couple of weeks there. And we're going to you attend a couple of seminars, some speaking engagements, get to meet our representatives, so that when they come into your office, they can dump off some addictive trial samples to give out to your patients when they come to see you in your office. And then write prescriptions, because we'll give you a cut in this. You see, this is how the doctors make their money, because they're not getting paid by the insurance companies that are charging us an arm and a leg for coverage. You see, you have all of these different scenes going on, these different modes of doing business, and so many of them are corrupt. And you know that they are. If the insurance companies who are taking our money have lost it, how do they lose it? You've got to ask the question, where did that money go? It's not rising costs. These companies refuse to pay the bills. You know, Medicare and Medicaid Medicare, for instance, many retired couples, senior citizens, are on Medicare, and they turn in their bills to their insurance provider, and they're hoping that Medicare is going to pick up the balance of it. Now, they paid for this money. This money didn't come out of nowhere, other than the fact that, in a sense, it did, that the Federal Reserve makes it out of thin air. But it's exchanged for your labor, so it has a value. So you do the work, they give you some paper to spend that, and then to get more of that, you got to do more work. And they're making millions or billions in bonuses, taking all this money that's pooled together for the purpose of paying out these medical expenses and things like that. But no, they take that money, put it in a tax-free shelter, in an offshore account, and they hypothecate that money and blow it out of proportion. And then when they can't get it because they've broken laws, international laws, or they've stolen it, and then secretly said, well, you know, this company's got to fold. It's bankrupt. How did it go bankrupt? Why can't anybody see any honest accounting of any of this stuff? So they make an issue out of your health care. They make us be the fault that health care is bad, though we pay for it. We make it possible. It sounds a bit insane to me that everything we pay for goes bad when it gets in their hands. Doesn't anyone see that? And now they got the whole country up in arms about we're not going to get health care or this health care sucks. Instead of talking about being healthy. Instead of living in a society where the food is nourishing. And if someone should have some unfortunate mishap that their health declines, then, you know, they know what substances are good for the body and what heals. But no, they've got to give you something that compounds that illness. They have to give you something that compounds the original problem. And they make more money. They make more billions of dollars on that. They say, oh, we're making more billions. Let's create a few more of these. Let's even invent diseases. Let's give them letters like we give all the government agencies and the alphabet agencies and the intelligence community. And they really love the number 6. 6666. They love those numbers. And they're everywhere in front of us because to them, it's magic. It's going to make their plan come to fruition. Why do I even talk about this stuff? Sometimes I ask myself, why do I talk about it? Well, it's what they're doing. It's what they're doing, and it shows that they really don't have any power. It's all about an illusion, you see? You're under the illusion that you get health care. You're under the illusion that some medicine is going to cure you. Yet there's no one that's gone through the run-of-the-mill cancer treatment that's still alive. I'm talking about all of the modalities, including radiation therapy. Yeah, there's some people that went into remission. I remember Aaron Russo, producer of the film America, Freedom to Fascism, went to Germany, spent a lot of money after the Cannes Film Festival, went there and spent a month or two, all kinds of money, and underwent the treatment that they gave him. Probably was radiation. He came back from that, although he was on supposedly a diet that was bringing him back to a state of better health. And within about 3 months, he died. And he talked about these things, too. He talked about the Federal Reserve, and he talked about the RFID chipping, radio frequency chipping of people, so that they could track you like they track satellites or objects in space or objects flying through the sky, airplanes, with radar. Everything has become technology. What can we make out of technology? How can we track the technology? How can we control? How can we propagandize with technology? How can we brainwash with technology? How can we apply mind control with technology? And why is that so important to them? that they control us through mind control, or they control us through technology, because they don't have souls. See, they don't live according to God's laws. They live in the opposite realm, 180 degrees from what God created, because they themselves think that they can become gods. And it's very delusional for them to think that. I'm not making a judgment. I'm just observing. I know enough about God, and I know enough about evil, that what they're doing is evil. There is no doubt about it. Why would you send a government agency with machine guns to raid a small little farm that's growing organic vegetables in LaGrange, Ohio? This happened earlier this year. Why would any government do that? What threat are those people to anyone else, especially to the government? What threat are they? As they steal trillions of dollars, what threat are they over some organic tomatoes or some organic beans or some broccoli or cauliflower? And these things go on day in and day out. There's a young girl that's going to be on the show Friday that spoke about honoring the flag in the Pledge of Allegiance, really honoring the Constitution. All the soldiers around the world, especially here in the United States, or from the United States, that put their lives on the line. Many died. Thousands and thousands died in World War I, World War II, the Civil War, the Spanish-American War, Vietnam, Korea, Iraq, Afghanistan, and many that you haven't even heard about. Many that you haven't even heard about. Not to mention what's going on in the realm of extraterrestrial craft and beings from other parts of the universe. Forget about that right now. We've got children disappearing. You have a young girl in a school makes a statement to another student about honoring the Pledge of Allegiance and standing up and taking a headdress off of their head in respect to the flag and what it stands for. It's not the flag itself. It's what it stands for. Then I'm reminded of Hillary and Bill Clinton and Chelsea Clinton standing on a stage at a political event last year with an upside down, I should say, the American flag right side up with the flag's stars turned upside down. Somebody actually took the time to sew the stars of an American flag upside down. Stars were in the upper left-hand corner like they usually are when you display the flag, but they were upside down, symbolically representing the horns of Satan. Because when you take a star and turn it upside down, it doesn't have one point on the top, it has two. Oh, and they give the sign of Satan to one another and to us as they're making speeches and waving to the political crowds. And that's supposed to somehow mean that everyone is a fan of the Texas Longhorns because they use that symbol with the index and the little pinky sticking up. And they think that doing these things, they know why they do it, but the young kids that are learning this from their parents or seeing public officials do this is really, it's dangerous to them because they become entrapped in the cult mind and the cult experience. The stories that come out of the mouths of children these days, the things, the pictures they can draw, and the things that they can say, that they've been taught in schools, being taught by pedophiles and Satanists, and being taken to secret places against the law. This is being done on a regular basis. Busloads of kids being taken to some castle up in the hills or the mountains in California. Plenty of people have written books about it, taken pictures of it, done documentary films on this. This is not something new. But everybody's in denial. They don't want to see it. I say everybody. I mean the masses. Those people that are not listening to this show. And if you're listening to it for the first time tonight, I may say something that catches you totally off guard because you're way behind the curve. We know, most of us that talk on the Patriot networks or on networks like this, BBS isn't really a Patriot network per se, but there's a lot of patriotism and there's a lot of love for humanity and love for the Creator, love for God coming out of the mouths of the people that talk on these shows and from the listeners. Not something unique just to me or unique just to a particular network. And there's so much disinformation coming out because they have to. They cannot let the truth run free. They cannot afford that because they'll see their empires crumble. That's what's really going on. If you're out there and you want to make a comment or ask a question, you know the number. It's on the homepage at bbsradio.com. And it's a toll-free number. We pay for the call. So you got nothing to lose. I welcome your comments. Now, there's a lot of talk out there on the mainstream, and I don't watch mainstream. All I have to do is listen to what people are saying. These demands that people are going to be vaccinated. And I mentioned a document I read on my show last night, and I read it on Drew Raines, A Marine's Disquisition. Actually, I read more of it on Drew's show. This was sent to me by a former IBM employee. In fact, he's going to be my guest tomorrow night, Michael Anthony. This was an upper-level management communique on IBM paper, got their logos on it, looks just like an IBM document, like something you would pull out of a box of one of their products. And it's a PowerPoint presentation. I'm sure this was done on computer and somebody printed each page out. And it's called Services and Global Procurement Pan IoT Europe Pandemic Plan Overview. Now, if you listen to last night's show, I apologize, but it stands stands to reason that we should talk about this a little bit, or at least I should talk about this, because they're talking about this pandemic as if it's some natural event that occurred, and this was planned. This was planned. There's no reason for IBM to send something out that's just coming out in the news now if this was a natural event. It proves that this is a scam being perpetrated on the people of the world, particularly here in the United States. IBM plan assumptions, they name this next page. There is a 100% chance that a pandemic will occur within the next 5 years. That's the same as saying with a certainty there will be a pandemic. Now, we're not even talking about an epidemic. They've skipped over that. They're saying everywhere all over the world this is going to spread. How is this going to come about? How can they suddenly make this prediction? Or who gave them this information? Well, they don't really reveal that in this first sentence. But as I go on this page, all of a sudden, it begins to become clear. During the pandemic, a maximum of 30% of the workforce will be available. A maximum of 30%, they're saying. Now, of the workforce, are they saying of IBM or are they saying of the world? Well, they have this inside information. I can't see how they would risk 70% of their employees. because the reason for this document is they're concerned about keeping their business going during all this. But they've been told about it. They've been told this is going to occur, and they're participating in the planning stages of this. Back in 2006, here we are, 2009. We will plan for two waves of the pandemic, each lasting 12 weeks each. Well, that's repetitive there. Each lasting 12 weeks. Separated by a 12-week breather period, unless they're saying two waves, each lasting 12 weeks each wave. Separated by a 12-week breather period. So you're going to have 12 weeks. That's roughly 3 months, maybe a little short of 3 months. 3 months of a wave of a pandemic. What does that mean? Then separated by a 12-week breather period. What does that mean? Who's going to be breathing once the pandemic starts? Or does that mean that they're going to just allow it time to gestate in the bodies? You see, this is planned through this vaccination program. You don't make this prediction that this is going to happen in nature. So it has to happen via the vaccine. Again, I repeat, it can only happen via the vaccine. They cannot make such a prediction about nature. Unless they're spreading this in nature intentionally. You see, 3 years ago, no one could make this prediction. Sylvia Brown didn't make this prediction. Gene Dixon never made such a prediction. Edgar Cayce never did. I didn't. And many other psychics I know did not make such a prediction. But what we are predicting is that if you take this vaccine, it's going to make you sick, and there's a good chance you can die. And then it will mutate, and then many more will get it, because this is a monster they're unleashing. And it's in this document. They're saying a maximum of 30% of the workforce will be available, which means 70% of the people will be without work, without a means of earning a living. Think about this. Two waves of a pandemic, each lasting 12 weeks, with a 12-week breather period in the middle. So you're talking about 9 months of chaos. And this comes from this is originated from the medical community that is telling you that you have to have health insurance because that's going to keep you healthy. The insurance doesn't keep you healthy. And neither do the pharmaceuticals. Neither will these vaccines. So what is this about? It's about money, and it's about getting rid of people. It's about intentional reduction of the population of the planet, forced reduction of the population. This isn't a choice, or at least the way they would like it. It's not. Now, it says here, this is the same page. IBM plan assumptions. Oh, they're making an assumption. There will be one trigger from corporate pandemic VP, probably few days ahead of World Health Organization official trigger. This is, this is so insane. I don't even understand what they're saying here, other than now that corporate pandemic VP, probably a few days ahead of WHO official trigger. Well, the World Health Organization made this declaration of a pandemic level 6 some months ago. All of a sudden, it's just all of a sudden level 6. We got this pandemic. Everybody's got to get these vaccines. And if you don't get vaccinated, then you're going to have to pay, if you live in Massachusetts, you're going to have to pay $1,000 a day for not getting the vaccine. But you're not going to be able to work either. You're not going to be able to do this, and you're not going to be able to do that. Well, tell me what you're going to be able to do if you get the vaccine. If it's going to kill you, you're not going to be able to do anything anyway. So why not take your chances? oh, but no, you got to have this. The government says this. The pharmaceutical companies say this. The labs say this. The military says this. The devil says it. The evil one says this. Then they say, the last sentence on this page, in each country where we operate, we will respond positively to government requests. Oh, requests. When is the government requesting anything of anyone? To me, it sounds like all they're doing is making demands. But you see, this is the mind control. This is the play on words. And this is for their internal people at IBM France. This was high-level upper management. They weren't even sharing this with their own people. Oh, now it becomes totally a business issue here. This is really interesting because their concern is not for you or me. It never really was anyway. Let's not be pretentious here. If IBM in a European country is impacted, then customers and suppliers are affected as well. Oh, really? Customers and suppliers is all that's important to them now. Forget about the population. Forget about your children. Forget about the senior citizens. Customers and suppliers are going to be affected. Overall, customer requirements will decrease during a disaster pandemic, but will vary customer by customer depending on the type of work they do. Example given, retail and infrastructure. So what are they saying here? Again, all they're concerned about is their business. I mean, they're a company, yes, they have to be concerned about that, but how did they get the tip-off that this pandemic was going to happen 3 years prior to it? What role did they play in this? What role are they playing in it now, and what role will they be playing in it if it should come about? The incident has occurred during the most critical point in the business cycle for each process. By the way, this is reduced resource plan assumption. So they're presuming, well, if there's a reduction of 70% of the workforce, then there's got to be a reduction of 70% in business. Pandemic will last 12 weeks and second wave will hit 3 to 4 months later. How can anyone make such a statement? Any building could be closed. Any of our buildings could be quarantined as a result of a public health order. Now, a pandemic certainly is not health. It's lack of it. Each IBM business unit function in a European country will follow IBM Corp crisis management policies when and if they are available, ensuring health and safety of all IBM employees. Oh, so now they're interested in saving their people. They're not interested in saving anyone else. Certainly they could be giving all this information to us. Could they not? Let us know there's going to be a pandemic. We can prepare for it. No. The pandemic is created, it's manufactured, it's designed, targeted for us. And all the evidence so far shows that this is going to occur through the vaccination programs. Imagine yourself standing there knowing if what I'm telling you is true and if what Dr. Bill Deagle, Dr. Arthur Evangelista, Andrew S. Jones from the National Institute of Health, Dr. H. Ruat, who was on this show every Monday last month and last night, if what they're telling us is true, these are deadly. Imagine standing there. It's like you might as well be on a gallows waiting to be hung or standing before a firing squad with a blindfold on, not knowing from what direction the bullet's going to come. That's what that vaccine is going to be like. And the lies, the people who have been trumpeting the sinister reality of RFID chipping, putting chips in people, in their skin, or in your pets, or somehow attaching it to your body, telling us how evil that is, and these people now are turning against the very people who are telling you the truth about this pandemic. And the chips play a role in this too. My research has uncovered this in a number of cases. Two specific lawsuits that are supposedly filed, one with the Supreme Court, one in the U.S. Federal District Court in New Jersey, are proclaiming to be challenging what's going on. Well, let's look at who's in charge of all this. The commander-in-chief, a usurper, a long-legged Mac Daddy that can't prove where he's from. No one seems to be interested in government improving it either. But all these people who are filing these suits are involved with the pharmaceutical companies in this vaccination program. I've proven that in my article. If you haven't read it, go to directlightproductions.com. Click on articles. Click on Orly Tate's federal lawsuits exposed to the flu pandemic and read about her husband's company, Daylight Chemical Systems Incorporated, and their Descartes software that works with the Oracle 8 computer system, mapping out all of these concoctions that they're doing. That's what they're using the technology for. They can mimic, they can replicate all kinds of deadly diseases. And they've been doing it for years, at least 100 years they've been doing this. And we know this. They tell us they've conquered a disease. It's eradicated. It won't come back. Man, they've got all kinds of plagues coming back because they've revived them if they were ever gone, or they had them in deep freeze and they just took them out. Such is the case with the swine flu. And they're taking that meat, by the way, folks. You heard Dr. Ott say this on the show last night. I said, are you saying that these test pigs, they have whole farms of pigs being tested with these vaccinations, or they're being used to develop these vaccines? Deadly vaccines. And they end up in the food supply. People are eating them. And people are getting sick. You're not going to build up any kind of immunity over this. It's going to trigger. It's going to trigger something very, very sinister and very dire to those that get sick. Personally, I haven't had the flu. I'd have to estimate, but I'm going to say, 40 to 45 years it's been since I've had the flu. And I think I had it really one time. One time. Think about that. And many, many people are going to die from this. Now, in fact, I just received a chat message here from a good friend who's also a researcher and has been looking at some of the same things I've been looking at. His name, or her name, is not important. But we know something about another suit that has been filed. Now, there is a female captain in the Marines, I believe. If I'm wrong, correct me on that. I think it's Marines that filed the lawsuit in a Western District Court in the state of Texas. Lawsuit was filed, to our knowledge, last Friday. It was put in the drop box, meaning that the court was actually closed. And 6:20 the same evening, as I understand it, this lawsuit was filed. Now, this lawsuit, we're told, is against Barack Obama. Yet the lawsuit was dismissed because there was a signature missing. Now, we also know that Orly Tate's was in the vicinity of that Dropbox and put something in there right after that. Likely put that one in too. Don't know that for sure. I wasn't there. I don't have proof of that. But the document was poorly prepared, and even the manner in which this captain, who is a female and a doctor, was described as Dr. Captain. Dr. Captain. Maybe it's Air Force. Take that back. Air Force, I'm being corrected. It's got to be one of the the militaries. A medical doctor, okay? So it would say, if you know the last name, give it to me. We'll put the name out there, too. We don't even know if this is a real person, actually. It's a name being used. And I know that the first name is Connie, if I remember correctly. If you help me with that, I'll get the whole name out to the listening audience. But anyway, it was addressed like Dr. Captain Connie Rhodes. That's it. Thank you. MD. It was just Dr. Captain Connie Rhodes. Not how you would address someone like that. It should have said Captain Connie Rhodes, MD. So even the title, the title of the person on the document was in error. Was that intentional, or was that just was that amateurish? Now, the signature of Dr. Captain Connie Rhodes, or I prefer to say Captain Connie Rhodes, MD, but we don't know if that's a real person yet. the signature was missing. So the case was dismissed. Why are these things done? Why is this information put out there? I'll tell you, it's to give false hope to people that are trusting that somebody is going to make the first move. You see, nobody's really going out there. And I say nobody, not in the numbers. Out of 300 million people in this country, you would think a few people, certainly some attorneys that are honest, would challenge this. They would challenge the whole issue of the birth certificate and taking orders from someone that cannot prove that they're an American because they are not and don't have any way of proving it. It's simple. Okay? And this is an Air Force. I did say Air Force, by the way. I'm getting chat messages. Air Force, Air Force, Air Force. Okay? And now they're being a smart aleck. I'm going to close that window if you do it again. Okay, so this is an Air Force captain. If this is a real person, it'd be interesting to talk to this person. Maybe I should see if I can get this person to come on the show and ask the question. Did you file this lawsuit? Pro se. Or did an attorney file this for you? It reeks, again, it reeks of corruption. Now, this is about taking orders from a commander-in-chief as a person in the military, and they say that person has standing. Why? Because they're giving orders? Well, if they're telling us we have to take the vaccine, who's giving that order? Let me see who has the standing on that one. Let's really make an issue of the standing on that. Is that the pharmaceutical company telling us that? Excuse me. You know, I don't have to eat if I don't feel like eating. They can't force me to eat. Now I'm hearing, we heard Marine. Well, that's what I said first, I think. If I listen back to this archive, I think I said Marine, possibly Army, Air Force. Let's throw in Coast Guard, Merchant Marine, Navy SEALs, Navy. Okay. I think that covers the gamut. And then you've got the astronauts, maybe. It's an astronaut. Oh. You see, they're telling us everything we can do and we can't do. I mean, tell me that isn't a slave society. Tell me if that isn't pure communism or fascism. And secretly, it's Zionism. They don't like that word used because that means the bankers are involved. And the media is involved, and Hollywood is involved, because it's run by the Zionists. And no, they're not Jewish people. I've referred to them as wannabe Jewish people, because their history is that they faked their way into every aspect of any society that they invaded. And their goal was always to control it. This is spiritual warfare, folks. This is evil, pure evil. That's all it is. There can be no good from people that lie to you day in and day out. There can be no good about their vaccines. No good whatsoever. And they're trying to force it on children, or in some cases we're hearing that people are lining up. They're even, I don't know if this is a rumor or what. I think this might have come from WorldNet Daily, that the government is going to pay people $100 to take the vaccine. Now they're going to pay you to take it? Let me tell you, you're going to pay for it with your life and your property and that of your family and your children. You're going to pay for it. They're not giving you anything. They make these $100 bills out of thin air anyway. And they've stolen all the gold to back it. This is not backed by any hard currency. It's not backed by gold. It's not backed by silver. And these people are really desperate, I have to say, because they're going around the world, hopping around on jets to places like Kenya. What business does Hillary Clinton have in Kenya other than to try to get into a bank and move some money? Take it with her under cover of her diplomatic immunity. Or George W. Bush doing the same thing. Going to Korea or going to India or recently Australia. Well, he and his buddies, Tony Blair and Gordon Brown, socked away accounts in Australia and in London and Dublin, Ireland. And it's been documented. Christopher Story, a British journalist, documented it. Described how the Bushes left 10 Downing Street, flew, I guess, out of Heathrow Airport, flew to Dublin, and when they got there, Gordon Brown, who had waved goodbye to them, was standing there in the tarmac waiting for him. And they went to do some finagling with their bank accounts. This goes on, folks. This goes on, and we report this, but you don't hear it in the mainstream media. So when you think you know what's going on and you hear us talk about this, what do they say to counter it? They say, oh, that's conspiracy theory. That's a word they made up after 9/11. No one ever used that term. And there is no such thing as conspiracy theory. Conspiracy is one thing and theory is another. You don't put the two together. And now they come up with a term about people demanding a birth certificate, and they call them birthers. Well, wait a minute. You know, when you go for a job, and they change the federal laws that you have to have two or three forms of identification to show that you're from this country. What a farce! Where several years later, now they're letting everybody in scot-free and actually paying them money to come in. And giving them our jobs, and giving them our Social Security, and giving them our benefits. Nobody has a problem with this. But they want to see this documentation. Why? Why is it so important for us to show our birth certificate, and somebody sitting in the White House doesn't have to? Don't you have a problem with that? Is that a theory, or is that an actual conspiracy? That the whole of Congress is aiding and abetting that. And the Justice Department. I don't know. I really don't. This is the basic, simple argument of looking at that. You're taught in school, yeah, we have checks and balances between the various branches of government, but they never told you there was a fourth one hidden behind it, the administrative branch. They never told you that. They never told you the reality of emergency law when this country went bankrupt. Basically, all the laws, go to a city council meeting and listen to them talk. It's everywhere. They do this. this ordinance is, you know, blah, 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 has passed in declaring an emergency. That's the last thing they say, in declaring an emergency. That puts it under emergency law or emergency rule. That means we're owned by a foreign entity. Don't you want to know who that might be? And how can that be, that a country is owned by another country? And you're told that we have a constitution, and that to enter this country illegally is a crime. And you got a guy sitting in the White House that did exactly that. Even before that, he was in Illinois doing the same thing. Nobody made a deal about it. Why? Because he was in the home of organized crime in Chicago. This is not something new. This has been going on a long time, folks. My research has shown this. The research of many others has shown the same thing. This particular aspect of modern-day research is rather new with me, but I've become quite good at getting down underneath the rocks and into the rabbit holes and finding the answers to many questions that I've had, and I'm sure you've had, that definitely show we've been lied to. And we're still being lied to. And they're not going to start telling us the truth about anything. Now, if it sounds like I'm complaining, I'm sorry. I'm just telling you like it is. There's going to be a point where all of this is going to come crushing down on you. You can pretend like it's not happening. Well, if I don't pay attention to it, maybe it'll go away. And the lies they're telling you. You know, if you count 100 of your friends, you can do this on your own. Think of 100 of your friends, not just people you work with, if you have a job, but think about people that live in your neighborhood or some of your relatives, people you know in other parts of the country. Do your own poll. Talk to 100 of your friends and find out how many of them are working and how many of them are without a job. And I bet you find more than 9.5 people out of that 100 that you know that are out of work. And you're probably going to find more than 26 that are out of work, which is probably closer to the reality of unemployment. But they play games with the books and the statistics. Could be from 10 or 20 years ago that they're counting these numbers, and those people aren't alive anymore. So they're off the unemployment rolls, or they're off the Social Security rolls. But what are they doing with our Social Security? Where's the money coming from that they're giving to all these illegal aliens that are coming into the country? Illegal aliens. Starting with the guy in the White House. He's an illegal alien. It's beyond me why people don't have a problem with that. Other than they've been bribed, other than they've been told to look the other way or else. And it's the truth. It's the truth, and they know it. And they still look the other way. See, they put these laws out there to keep us busy, to create fear, to maintain control. And in reality, they're breaking them all. You see, they're above the law. They don't apply to them. There's laws against murder. On 9/11, well over 3,000 people were murdered in plain sight. People saw it on TV. How it happened, they didn't see, but they saw the result of what did happen. And was there any justice? Was there any criminal investigation? No. In 5 minutes, you had the whole media parroting it was Osama bin Laden. And then a few days later, it was Saddam Hussein. And what did they do when they got into Iraq? They robbed $100 trillion out of the central bank. And they got caught. They got caught internationally. They know they've been caught. What do they do to those that were ordered in the military to go in there and take all the money and all the valuables, the historical valuables? and the jewels and things like that. The gold. They murdered them. They murdered them, so they weren't there. And they were able to get some people to do it. There are some people out there that don't have a conscience and don't have morals. No doubt about it. It's not the majority. And who knows? They maybe went and killed the ones that shot the ones that did the robbery. They're doing it to the bankers. They're doing it to the microbiologists. See, they had to get the microbiologists out of the way because they know what's really going on. Certainly, we can figure that out. I mean, if they're stealing the gold and they're moving it around on school buses, and then there's a rash of school bus drivers that are committing suicide, duh, can we figure out that maybe they were killed because it was found out that they were the ones driving the gold around? Somehow we can't make the connection, though, with the microbiologists. Something about microbiology is so depressing that it leads one to kill themselves. Or the bankers. It's happening with the bankers. It's happening with people in the military. The people that fight the wars somehow have to kill themselves? No, it's not happening. Secretary of Defense James Forrestal was murdered. At Bethesda Naval Hospital. Was it a 15 or 16 story window he jumped out of? No way that happened. No way that happened. They put people in prison, they drug them, or they put them in an institution and drug them, and they say, well, they're not stable. Well, certainly not stable with the drugs that they're giving them. No, it's organized crime's way of dealing with things. You create a story. You create a patsy to take the blame for the bigger act. You had three skyscrapers go down on 9/11, and they blamed one man. And then they blamed 19 other men that weren't even here. I mean, you could get 1,900 people doing that. And he couldn't bring those buildings down. Because that's not how it happened. And it's the same thing with this bird flu and this swine flu scam. Absolutely the same thing. Just like the cable box for the high-definition television. You got to have now this vaccine. What's it going to be after that? What's it going to be after that? If you would even survive that, what's it going to be next? See, they're running out of ideas. And this is nothing new, folks. They've done this throughout history. They've done this over and over and over and over again for thousands and thousands of years. Upon thousands of years. And where it was written down in books, they stole the books. They either burned them or they took them and hid them away in places like the catacombs of the Vatican, or in the Vatican Library, or in the British Museum, or the Smithsonian Institution, wherever they found a place, or in their castles, or their underground bases. And these people have been doing this to humanity. I can name the families. It's pointless to give them any more attention than they've already gotten. They're elite because they have money. They have illusion, and that makes them powerful. They're the masters of illusion. And some of them are the ugliest people I've ever seen in my life. I mean, they're really, really demonic-looking individuals. You know, you can put them in horror movies, and they don't need any makeup. They're that evil. The evil drips off of them. Probably should put them in the movies, too. and their movie themes seem to mirror everything that goes on. They're getting pretty fast with them now. They can predict that a movie will come out a matter of months before the real event occurs. And they leave their signature on the whole thing. The same mistakes, the ridiculous things that they do to try to make it look like it really happened that way. Like parts of an jet airplane taped off, blocks away, taped off with crime scene tape before the buildings even fell down. And we're not damaged like they should have been dropping 110 stories if that's what they actually did. But you see something like a whole airplane wheel totally intact, including the rubber. It brought down a 110-story skyscraper, but the rubber was doing fine. Just unimaginable. And the story about the terrorist passport found two blocks away from the crash site, unscathed. What did the guy do, roll down the window of the cockpit of the airplane and throw it out? No, it's just ridiculous. I mean, many researchers have looked at 9/11. Many researchers have looked at Pearl Harbor. And every instance, we have signs that there was foreknowledge that these things were going to happen. Because they were planned. Just like the bird flu. I was reading off of this IBM document, and I could keep doing that to convince you. I'm going to post it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to post it on my website in its entirety, in the form that it's in. And you can read it for yourself. And then ask yourself this question. How can these people that work in a computer company, manufacturing chips and components for computers, how can they make such a prediction? How can they be so in the loop of knowing what's going to happen 3 years before it happens? Unless it was planned. Unless it was planned. And if it was planned, it is not a natural event. It isn't something that just happened on its own. God didn't create the universe for things to be created like that. Quite the opposite. The one he cast out of heaven and sent down to earth is the one behind all of this. Well, we got no callers tonight. I had quite a bit on my mind, I guess. This is my response to everybody who is basically fear-mongering about the vaccines. Let me say this in closing. This vaccine is intended to reduce the population of the earth. Now, there are some 6.7 billion people on the earth. That's 6,700,000,000 people living on the earth. They say you can squeeze all of these people or fit all of these people into the territory the size of Australia and still have room. And they tell us that the earth is too crowded. Well, has anyone noticed in your particular country in the world where the government has moved in and sectioned off lands, declaring it federal lands? Certainly they own, as of maybe 10 years ago, they owned 37% of the natural parks and the wild territories were owned by the federal government, Bureau of Lands and Mines. Mines, that's a big one. That's where a lot of the stolen loot goes, by the way. Into communities where they invest in the mines because they make a lot of money from what's produced there. But that belongs to the country. We're paying for this. We're actually the only ones paying anything real in this situation. Our blood and our sweat and our tears and our lives. For their illusory financial system while they take over our lands, they take over the wetlands, the lakes. I mean, I heard a story some 10 years ago that the World Bank owned the Great Lakes. Like they know what to do with the Great Lakes. The World Bank owns the Great Lakes. What kind of investment did they make in that they should own what belongs to the United States? Or who are these people that they can own anything on the earth like that? I suppose if you're on a boat on the Great Lakes, then they own you? Or if you're swimming in the Great Lakes, if you dare to do that, the pollution is so bad. They've polluted all the waters, all the oceans, all the lakes, all the rivers, all the streams. Oh, they'll blame it on us. They'll give us a million reasons. You know, well, it's the plastic bottles, you know, that does it. Well, you know where plastic comes from, folks? Oil, petroleum. Who owns the oil companies? Those are the people that make the plastic. It was their idea. They make the roads, too. They're putting the oil on the roads, asphalt, everywhere. People don't think about where that comes from. They're making money there. They're putting their oil in the vaccines and in all the medicines that you get from your doctor. If it's polluting the earth, what is it doing to your body? You have the signs all around you. All around us, we have the signs there. And what gets me is this duplicity of playing everything against us. They create this, you know, problem, reaction, solution, but the solution is always to our detriment. The problem, it attacks us. The reaction is what they do to move in and take more of our rights away. They think they're taking our godly rights away, but I have another thing for them. They are not. Because I'll tell you, there'll be a moment, an eye blink, in eternity, when God is going to say, enough is enough, and it's going to be the end of them. I know that. Deep down in my soul, I'm convinced of that. I know that. That's a reality. I may not experience that in this lifetime here. You may not either. Or maybe by us all doing something about it, maybe we will. Maybe we'll see that day come. It couldn't come soon enough for me. Well, I hope I didn't sound like I was talking down to anyone, especially those that know that they're doing the things that I talked about tonight. Because they're the ones with fear, they're the ones with the guilty conscience, and they can create all the laws they want until they turn Martian green. I care less. Because they have no substance, they have no foundation in truth, or in the creation, or in light, or in love. They are the fiction. They are the fear. They are the controlled. And they are eventually going to be the losers. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBS Radio tonight. Special thanks to Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. Seth Hendrick on the sound. Folks at blogtalkradio.com and Wind Talkers Radio Network, I want to thank you guys for broadcasting the show around the world and for rebroadcasting it during the days. I'm aware of what you're doing, and I really appreciate it. All of you in the military out there, understand that we support you, we love you, we respect you, and we're grateful for what you're doing. We're trying to let you know that we see what is going on here in our country and elsewhere around the world. We know what is going on. And we want you to come back safe, where you can continue your lives in peace, and help us put an end to this insanity. And to you out there in the listening audience around the world, thank you for tuning in tonight. Join me again tomorrow night on Evident Footprints, when my special guest will be historian, herbalist, former IBM chemist, and now musician, Michael Anthony. I wish everyone out there a night filled with peace, love, and light, and please have a good night.